So, we've looked at the structure of the hypnotic gaze induction, and by now you'll have had a bit of experience of practicing it as well. You'll have noticed, by the way, that the example I gave you is kind of half ambiguous. In other words, it's half obvious and half not obvious that I'm doing an induction. So it's a natural step forward from the 60-second hypnotist where it was totally obvious that I was doing a hypnotic induction. I've done this on purpose. Now the question is, how can you take the hypnotic gaze induction and make it even less obvious, so it's more indirect, more conversational, so that people don't realize that you are using a hypnotic induction? They just kind of fall into that experience. The first thing I want to say on that point is that the language you've heard me use still counts. It's pretty much identical. The difference would be in changing the tonality. Notice how I slowed my tone down very quickly and actually created this very hypnotic tonality very, very quickly and early on. With people that you want to be a little less obvious about, you'll just change your tonality, but only a much smaller degree, so that it becomes less obvious that's what you're doing. So whereas one trance tonality might be all the way down here, very obviously a kind of hypnotic tonality. A slightly less obvious way of using hypnotic tonality might be to just talk in a slightly different voice and actually changing it to be almost smoother, more like a radio voice. And whilst you talk this way, few people will think that you're using hypnotic tonalities because the voice tone is a little bit more normal. But the power and the impact can be the same. So you can have different tonalities depending on what you're trying to achieve, whether you're trying to be very obvious and overt, or you're going to be less obvious and more covert, more indirect in what you're doing. As well as tonalities, there's some other things you can do to refine the hypnotic gaze induction and actually create a much more indirect way of communicating the trance experience. A particularly useful technique for this is what's called the My Friend John or My Friend Jane technique. In this one, you basically use all the same descriptions about hypnosis and what it feels like to go into a trance, etc. But instead of talking to the other person, you just describe to them the experience that your friend John or Jane had when she went to see a hypnotist or when she was hypnotized by someone. And in that way, you create this weird sort of double reality where you're talking about an experience someone else has had, but because your biofeedback is actually reinforcing whatever your client of that time is actually giving you, those signals, they actually know that they're talking about themselves at some level. And so you create a very strong rapport with the unconscious mind. You can also use something called extended quotes, which we'll come on to a little bit more on a later CD. With extended quotes, you're basically putting words into other people's mouths. So for example, you might say that a world-renowned hypnotist once said, you can just look someone in the eye and say, go into a trance now and feel the comfort that it brings. And people will just drop into trances naturally without even thinking about it. Now notice what I just did there was I created an extended quote. I quoted what someone else may have said about it. And in quoting someone else, it almost seems like I'm again providing information. But of course the information becomes an embedded suggestion for someone to go into a trance and have those experiences. So to recap the way you can refine the hypnotic gaze induction to make it less obvious, is you can talk about other people's experiences. So it makes it seem that you're talking about someone else. And if they happen to go into a trance right in front of you at the same time, well, that might have just been a lucky accident. The second thing you want to do is you want to change your tonalities a little bit. Change them so they're less obviously hypnotic, but still have that smoothing, soothing, calming undertone. The general rule of thumb is, think of an animal and how you talk to an animal when you try to calm it down, to gentle it. And if you do that with your voice, then you'll pretty much have a very good tonality for creating very powerful trance experiences.